What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. I'm your host, as always, Kinsley Meeks. I am a mental health advocate, a coach, and an athlete aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. Both are very important, as we know. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen. I do believe this episode is one that's going to provide a lot of value for you listeners. If you listened to last week's episode, it was more focused on the mental health side of things. So I really wanted to take it back to the basics today and talk with you more about the fitness and nutrition aspect of Curls and Courage. So if you're someone out there who is interested in bettering your body composition, you want these lean, strong, toned arms, and you want a flat, well-developed midsection, this episode is going to be perfect for you. I feel like when I have a lot of my training clients come in, my nutrition clients come in who are looking for help, especially females, one of the biggest goals that my females have is they say, okay, I want to achieve, you know, a flatter midsection. I want to achieve that tight tummy, or I want to get those strong, those muscular, those sexy looking arms. And to me, I think that when you have those two features, it's just very aesthetically pleasing, right? When you have those strong arms, the shape on your delts, the curves within your biceps and your triceps, and as well as a little bit of that etched in midsection, I think it just looks really, really good on a female. And it's something that I try to help as many people with as possible. But I will say having those toned arms and having a nice midsection is not so easy to achieve. It definitely takes a lot of structure. It takes a lot of hard work, and it takes time and consistency, just like any goal really takes. But in this episode, you are going to learn the specifics of what you need to do for the best arms and for, again, a nice toned midsection. I'm giving you the tools. All you have to do is apply them. And I want to start off with arms first. When we talk about arms, we are specifically discussing the biceps and the triceps, right? That's what we first have to understand. So the first thing I want to break down for you is your nutrition has to be on point. When you want to have that look, again, of these shapely arms, you have to make sure that you are putting yourself in the best position to actually see definition in your arms. The training that you do is going to play a huge role in achieving this look. Yes, it is. There's no lie behind that. But nutrition is going to be equally as important, if not more important, than the training that you are doing. So when you say you want toned arms, what does that actually mean? Toning means to build muscle and to decrease body fat. So when you're building muscle, and this would be step one, I'll say the focus should be putting on that size and getting a healthy metabolism. And now after that muscle is built and your metabolism is healthy, you can always go back into a cutting phase. You can place yourself in a heavier caloric deficit to actually see that muscle definition show through. But I feel like a lot of my girls out there, you're scared to eat. And I know that it can seem kind of daunting. Believe me, weighing myself every week, taking progress pictures every week, I know that it can be hard. But you have to understand the importance of truly fueling your body in order to gain muscle mass. Because what's going to happen is if you don't have that foundation built and you just try to cut, even if you are working out hard, you're not going to have enough muscle on your arm to actually see that shape. And you're just going to look skinny. You're not going to have the definition that I would say in most people's terms is toned, right? We'll give you an example. I mean, for me, I eat 6 times a day, and I mean, pretty decent sized portions too. It's a lot of effort. And I would say my arms are pretty strong and pretty toned. Not to boast, but it's what I do, right? So that tells you that you can eat and still have this lean, this aesthetically pleasing physique, but you have to eat enough calories, again, to actually have that foundation to build it and then know the structure in order to go back in and to cut those calories to see that muscle show through. So, I mean, I'll give you the nutrition basics. I don't want to talk too much about this. We're going to keep it a little bit more training focused just because I think with the nutrition, it's so person dependent. It's so variant depending on the individual. But, you know, when we look at seeing that muscle definition, getting that tone look, you have to look at, okay, where is my metabolism? Am I in a healthy spot to where I'm able to eat a good bit of food and still look lean? I have to make sure there's no sort of metabolic damage. I have to make sure that I'm keeping my metabolism in a healthy spot, which is basically how we convert what we eat and drink into energy. Very important that you have a high, fast metabolism. It's going to help your journey, your fitness journey, just drastically. Second thing we have to look at is calories. So again, you have to look at, am I eating enough calories to build muscle to where I see that definition in my arms, to where I can go back in later and cut to get rid of that fluid and fat and actually see that definition show through? But I have to have that foundation built. So am I in a phase where I need to build, or am I in a phase to where I need to cut? Those are two determining factors you really have to establish. Next thing is your macronutrients, right? So your protein, fats, and carbs. We have to determine, okay, how many carbohydrates do I need to be eating? How much protein do I need to be eating? How much fat do I need to be eating in order to achieve this look? Because again, it's very, very person dependent, but it's a variable that you do have to determine. One easy suggestion that I think applies to everyone, because again, the carbs, the fats, the calories overall are really going to differ, but you got to make sure you're eating protein, whether you're in a cutting phase or you're in a building phase. One easy suggestion to my girls out there listening, to anyone out there listening, is you have to make sure you're eating enough protein to fuel your muscles, to fuel your body. Protein is going to be the building blocks. It's going to help you gain strength. It's going to help you gain muscle. It's going to repair tissue. It's going to build tissue. It's just very important in any walk of a muscle building phase or a cutting phase. You have to eat enough protein. It's going to be vital. And speaking of protein, you want to get this macro in from majority whole food sources. That's going to be things like chicken breast, egg whites. Lean ground beef is awesome, turkey breast, things like that. But it's also good to add in a shake to ensure you're hitting your protein goal and to give your mouth some flavor. So I actually highly recommend checking out First Form. It's a supplement company I've been working with for a couple months now. I love the supplement company, though. I've been following their brand, using their products for a long time. So if you want to get an effective, clean protein powder that actually tastes good too, definitely check out First Form. This is actually the one that I've been using now. I love the flavor. Very, very good. The vanilla is awesome. Iced oatmeal cookie and the protein powder is great as well. Definitely recommend that you check out this brand if you're lacking in your protein intake. If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb, too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now let's get back to the pod. So again, I'm not going to dive too deep into the nutrition side of things because it's just so custom to every individual. But if you have any questions or you're interested in one-on-one coaching, you need that one-on-one hands-on guidance, I would love to help you. Seriously, you guys know by this point, I'm so passionate about what I do. So you can always reach out to me personally. I'd love to help you learn how to fuel your body correctly to achieve this look of strong toned arms or any other aesthetic or physical or mental goal that you're facing that I can help you with. How you fuel your body is going to be a big factor in that, okay? But main takeaway on the nutrition side of things that I would say you have to understand is you have to eat a sufficient amount of calories to see true muscle growth, and you have to know that protein is going to be the building blocks of your muscle cells. So whether you're in a caloric deficit, whether you're in a surplus, or just at maintenance, protein is going to be vital for growing, building, repairing, and again, maintaining good muscle mass. So you've got to fuel your body in the right way to see this look of toned arms. In no case are you going to be able to outwork a bad diet. It's just not possible. You have to eat clean, you have to eat good, and you have to take care of yourself. Moving right along into exercise selection. So what exercises are going to give you the best results in achieving strong and toned arms? So there's so many different arm exercises out there, and a lot of them are great. But what I'm going to suggest for you here on today's episode are just a few of my personal favorites, the ones that I know produce great results. These are not the end-all be-all when it comes to lifting and hitting arms, but they are exercises that I do on a regular basis, that I give to my clients on a regular basis when I'm programming workouts, and ones that I just know are very, very effective. Okay. So when we talk about lifts and when we talk about strength training, it comes down to compound lifts and isolation lifts, and you want to include both in a training program. And here's why. So when it comes down to compound lifts, those are going to be exercises that are working multiple muscle groups and multiple joints at once. They're going to give you a lot of bang for your buck. They're going to be great in putting on muscle mass. And I'm going to give you a couple arm examples later, but they're ones you want to include. Those are the ones that you hear most often people are doing. Again, great for putting on muscle mass. That's your squats, your deadlifts, your lunges, your rows, your shoulder presses, things like that. But one thing that people don't talk about so much with arms is going to be those isolation pieces. And they're very important, that accessory work. When it comes down to strictly biceps and triceps, I'd focus more on those isolations and accessory movements rather than a compound when you're actually trying to see that definition show through in the biceps and triceps. But again, I'm still a big advocate for compound lifts and developing arms as well. So I'm going to name a couple compound lifts and a couple isolation accessory pieces that you'd want to start including in your arm training today. So we talk about compound lifts. What do I like to do for arms? First two exercises. Number one is going to be a neutral grip pull-up. Number two is going to be a close grip bench press. I'm going to show you guys arm movements paired together. Typically, when I'm training arms, I just do a lot of supersets. I don't think it's super taxing. I think my body can handle it. You're working opposing muscle groups, so it's easier to pair them together. It's more effective, and it works well, okay? So, first superset. We talk about a neutral grip pull-up. I think just like developing any other muscle group, compound lifts are important. So this is the first one I want to talk to you about. When you're doing a pull-up, you're working your back as well, but you're also going to be able to work your biceps if you do this movement correctly. So how do you perform, you know, a pull-up in the correct way, and why is it important? First off, why is it important? When you have this neutral grip, which just means the palms are facing in and you're pulling up, you're getting a good contraction, I think it's phenomenal for building that peak of the bicep. I think it's really important to play around with hand positioning, play around with elbow positioning when you're trying to hit arms. So with a neutral grip pull-up, again, gonna hit your bicep, the peak head of it, to a very good extent. When you wanna do these for your biceps, when you're going into a pull-up, you can do it assisted, you can do it non-assisted, but the main things you want to take away technique-wise are you want to maintain an upright position, you want to keep your palms facing in, you want to get a full stretch at the bottom of the lift and a full squeeze at the top of the lift. So we're pretty much just trying to isolate your biceps best as possible, and by maintaining that upright position versus leaning back, by maintaining that neutral grip position, keeping that mind to muscle connection on working the biceps musculature, that's going to help you. It's going to be a great movement. Movement number two, a close grip bench press. This is one that I've been including for a while now, and I really like it for putting overall mass on the triceps. Of course, again, anytime you do a bench press, you're going to get some chest and shoulders in there too. But by making it close grip, by making sure the elbows are tucked in close to the body, by positioning yourself correctly, again, gaining that proper technique, you're going to feel your triceps more than anything else. So this one, again, a compound movement, just great for putting on overall size. I've seen great results from it for me and for my clients. So typically what I'll do when I want to perform these the correct way, or I'm teaching it to someone, I'm going to set myself up. I'm going to line my chest up with the bar. I'm going to place my hands inside shoulder width distance. I'm going to make sure I have a pronated grip here, gripping the bar hard. I'm going to bring the bar all the way down to my chest, pause for a second, push the bar all the way back up, and squeeze my triceps. Very important on both of these movements that you contract, that you don't just go through the motions. Really, when you're performing any exercise, it's about intention. It's about purpose. It's about lifting as hard as you can, but again, prioritizing technique first. So it comes down to with these two again, elbow positioning and hand placement, okay? Moving into the next four exercises, we're going to start with another superset. Isolation movements for arms, those accessory pieces. I promise you, if you do these two exercises, you're going to see gains in your arms. I do them every single week. So if you're a female listening, these movements are going to be great for keeping your femininity, but also just developing that strong muscular look. So two of my favorite isolation movements for arms are going to be a supinated preacher curl, so palms facing up, and then a tricep push down just like on a cable. So we'll start with the first one, a preacher curl. Reason I would do these is because it's super strict. It's going to isolate the bicep very well because the back side of the arm is supported. So when I'm doing this movement, I'm going to support the back side of my arm. I'm going to make sure that my palm is facing up. I'm going to use typically like either a cable attachment. I'm going to do it on a cable, or I'm going to use a barbell or dumbbells. You could use free weights if you want to, or again, you could use a cable. You just want to make sure you have that bench, that support to support the back side of the arm on. So I'm going to get, again, a good stretch at the bottom. I'm going to curl all the way up, keeping my palm facing up, and I'm going to squeeze my biceps for about 2 seconds at the top. That one's pretty basic. Arms are not hard to train. Exercise number two is going to be a tricep pushdown. This is one that you see super, super frequently done because it's effective, right? So typically when I do a tricep pushdown, I like it because it's going to hit more of the lateral head of the tricep. Tricep's going to have three different heads to it. Y'all know I could talk your head off literally about training. It's just something I'm so passionate about. I've done it for so many years. I feel for my age, I just feel like I have so much to share, but I'm really trying to keep this episode not too wordy, not too lengthy. So basically, not going to talk your head out. You're working the lateral head of the tricep, getting some good movement in when you're performing this exercise. Super, super effective. It's again another isolation movement, easy to perform, and it's strict. That's why I like it. So you're going to basically tuck the elbows in. I like to use a rope attachment when I'm doing these and use a cable. You're going to tuck your elbows in close. You're going to push directly down to the floor. When you do so, you're going to turn your wrist out a little bit. That's going to further emphasize the lateral head of the tricep. Then you're going to bring the weight up back to the chest. You're not going to give yourself any momentum, and you're going to push back down again. So two of my favorites, very easy to pair together. And then last two movements I would say you have to include in your workout if you want to see significant gains. Again, there's so many movements, but these are ones I like to include. Final superset is going to start off with a hammer curl. It's going to be paired with an overhead extension. So these I like because it's all about when you're training any muscle, but especially arms too, you want to work from multiple different angles. So again, we're going to work on the hand placement. We're going to work on the elbow positioning. So when you do a hammer curl, it can be any variation. It can be with dumbbells. It can be on a machine. It can be crossing the body, or it can be bringing the weight just straight up. Doesn't matter. We just want a hammer curl. So we want the palms facing in. This one is going to hit the peak of the upper arm very well. It's also going to hit the brachialis. So I like this movement. You want to, again, focus on different angles. When I'm doing this one, two main cues are, again, the hand placement, palms facing in. Second would be elbows. They've got to stay in close to the body. We don't want to move it all around, okay? We want to keep it strict all the way up, all the way down. Pairing that with an overhead extension. I like this one again because it's going to work your tricep from a stretch position. It's going to have a phenomenal stretch on the long head, the back side of that tricep. And again, it's easy to perform. So any variation is fine here. If you want to use a cable, if you want to use dumbbells, if you want to do more of like a skull crusher and do an overhead extension that way, anything is fine. You just want to take it overhead, at least one movement that's overhead. And the main cues I'd use for this, how to perform it, elbows tucked in, get a good stretch, take the movement slow and control, and squeeze your triceps at the very top of the lift. So not to be too wordy again, but those are the very basics. Those are exercises I would start including if you're a beginner, if you're advanced, doesn't matter, you're a high-level competitor. These exercises are all going to work for you, okay? Moving into my next point, point number two. You have your exercises. You're able to execute them well. The next step is knowing how much volume, which is how many reps and sets you should be doing per week. Now, when I tell you this, there are so many different studies on volume. There are so many different ways to go about it. But based off of my knowledge and my experience working with clients and myself, I think my arms look pretty decent. I'm going to tell you what I know. So starting off with reps first, for muscle hypertrophy, to build skeletal muscle mass, to get that toned look, I would stay in like an 8 to 15 rep range for your arms. And honestly, I like to err on the higher side of arms personally and for my clients. I'm not ever going to do a set of 8 unless it has some sort of like intensity technique with it. Maybe I'm doing like a full rep, half rep, or I'm doing a slow negative, or I'm adding static holds along the way. But that's very, very rare for me. I like to keep it in a higher rep range. I think those arms need to be trained with a lot of volume if you want to see specific growth. You know, when you're doing those working sets of 5, 6, you're more training for strength. So just keep that in mind. Moving into sets, how many sets should you be doing per week? I think that if you go from 9 to 16 sets for biceps and triceps per week, that's a good place to go. It's so variant, again, on the person. It depends on what your training experience is like. Are you a natural athlete? Are you not? Are you working towards a specific goal? Are you not? How much time do you have to put into your training? There's too many factors to name, but I think if you're doing at least 9 sets, you're going to see progress. As you get more advanced, you can start increasing those sets. And we're talking about for biceps and triceps up to, I would say, anywhere around 16. And then you're going to get additional volume with compound lifts. You have to remember. So like, even if you're doing a shoulder press, to some extent, you're working your triceps. Even if you're doing a bent over row, to some extent you're working your biceps. So you have to also keep in mind you're getting additional volume that way. So you got to be smart about how many sets you're basically doing every single week. And the thing is too, you can always scale back your volume, or you can always add in more volume in different seasons. I know for me, like for example, when I'm prepping, I really can't even handle quite as much volume. Like I was talking to my coach, I remember in a prep one time, and I was like, every time I get past like a set of 10 reps, like I physically cannot do anymore. Like I'm just so tired, and I'm used to training a little bit higher rep range, more again like that 12 to 15. And he was like it's okay, get this in your head, you're not necessarily training for a specific number, you're training to, you know, where you get taxed on the muscle. You're training to either hit muscular failure or get really close to muscular failure. So you have to remember that too. When we think about volume, reps and sets, you can always have an idea in mind, but there's different times in your season of life and your fitness journey for different amounts of volume. So you just have to remember you can always push back and you can always scale up too. Okay, so enough about the arms. You know what to do. I promise you, if you apply those tips, if you focus on what we just talked about, you will definitely see some improvement in your arms. And again, it looks so good when you got those nice, badass looking arms and you're walking around, you look fit. It's such a good feeling, and it's something that I really respect on a lot of females to have that muscularity. It's hard. It's hard to build. Okay, so concept number two, how can you have a flat tummy? How can you make your midsection look better? So the first thing, and again, I know it's hard to hear sometimes, but honestly, I'd say the first and most important thing is just your nutrition protocol. You are what you eat. I know you've heard that before. If you eat like shit, you're not going to look very good. It really all comes down to the calories that you're eating. It comes down to, again, the macronutrients, the protein, fats, and carbs, making sure that's structured in a way to where you see that visibility of the abs in the midsection. And it comes down to having a lean enough body fat percentage to where your abs go through, right? So I will say, typically on a female, I mean, to really see that etched in look, to see any type of shape, any type of cut in the abs, you have to be a pretty low body fat percentage. We're talking, I would say it's got to be really like 18% or lower as a female to see that shape. Typically when I'm my most shredded, I'm probably like, I don't know, 12%, 10% body fat. I'm pretty lean and you see that etched in look. But when I'm in an off season, I still have a little bit of shape to my abs, but it's definitely nothing crazy. So that would be like me right now. So, you know, you have to make sure you're lean enough. You have to make sure your calories in the right place. You're eating in a way that's going to benefit for you to actually see your abs. You can't, again, eat a bunch of food and expect to look good. I don't want to go down into detail too much. It just depends on the person. I can't give a specific macro count or a specific calorie count or a certain body fat number exactly for you, because it's so variant. You can always reach out to me for more detail, but that's the basics. You got to have your nutrition on point number one. Number two, exercise selection. When it comes to seeing that development in your abs, when it comes to having a tight, lean, tone, flat tummy, you do have to train, you know, your abs as well. So when we talk about core training, core and ab training, you're training your abs indirectly with lifts. When you're doing a squat, you're training your abs to some extent. When you're doing a bent over row, you're bracing your core. You're training your abs to some extent. So you need to strength train, number one, not just do cardio to achieve that tight tummy look. Don't just do a bunch of cardio and expect to look good and have abs. You need to strength train. It's really my best opinion, my best judgment. And remember, you're going to be training core indirectly with other lifts, but you still need to hit your abs directly. You need to target them. You need to try to isolate them just like any other muscle group, no less than twice per week. Okay, so when we talk about exercise selection, a few of my favorites. First thing will be any leg raise, whether it's a lying leg raise, you could do a hanging leg raise, you could do a captain's chair leg raise, 6 inches, flutter kicks, things like that are going to be phenomenal. You really want to focus on training that lower ab region. And then next thing I would say is any crunch variation. So a stability ball crunch, a hanging leg crunch, a reverse crunch, a decline crunch is going to be amazing. I would say exercise selection, those are going to be my top few. And I wouldn't even do them with any weight. Usually just your body weight is enough, especially if you want that, I would say more tight, more tone, more hourglass type midsection. You don't want it to be really blocky. You just want to see a couple lines in your stomach. That's what you want to do. Unless you're maybe wanting to achieve like a blocky, a more etched in look, you really want to see like those bulky abs. Then I would say at that point, you might want to start adding some weight to these exercises. For example, you could do a reverse crunch, but you could use, you know, a 20 pound plate, or you could do a cable crunch. You could load some weight on it with the cables. Something like that could also benefit you in that end. But I would say no weight unless, again, you want to achieve that more blocky etched-in look. Most people are going to be fine training it twice a week using those leg raises or crunches. When we talk about reps and sets, so how many sets per week? I would say 9 to 16 sets. Why? Similar to any other muscle group, I'd really say that you need a significant amount of volume to see any type of change in your body. But I will say this, I would lean on the lower side of the suggestion. For me right now, I train abs probably 12 sets per week, and I think that's plenty. I don't think I need to do any more, again, just because abs are getting hit indirectly with other training as well. So it just depends on how far along you are in your journey. And again, that's just from my personal point of view, but I suggest anywhere from 9 to 16 sets. Again, aiming on a little bit of the lower side of this, but making your sets really hard and productive. And then we talk about the rep scheme. I think abs higher rep scheme, 15 to 20 rep range. There's no need to hit a one rep max on a lying leg raise. You know what I mean? Like, the volume is important, but it takes a minute, I think, when you're training abs to get that crazy burning sensation, to tax out the muscle, to get that, ooh, damn, like, this is hurting, this is hard, this is intense, this is uncomfortable. It takes a minute to really feel that burning sensation within your midsection. So I like to err on that higher side, 15 to 20 rep range. And if I were you, I wouldn't do a set less than like 10 reps per abs. I think it's just not super beneficial in that way. But again, I'd aim on the higher side, and it's what I recommend for my clients and what I do myself. Point number three, this one is very important if you're wanting to achieve a flat tummy, and something that I feel like most people don't really know or don't really put an emphasis on, and this is your stress. You have to keep your cortisol under control. I mean, cortisol is going to be your body's main stress hormone, okay? It's important that you have some cortisol, but too much or too little can definitely affect you in a very negative way. And in this case, we're talking about too high cortisol. I'm going to give you guys some detail, but also want to shout out, I guess I'm shouting out myself, but I think it will help you guys. So I actually put out an episode. It was an earlier episode. It was episode number 16 of the Curls and Courage podcast. It was titled, What You Should Know as a Bikini Competitor, Financial Stability, Managing Cortisol, Posing, and More. I encourage you guys to listen to that episode if you want more detail on just what cortisol is, why it's important, how much you need, all that good stuff. But main key concept of today is cortisol is important because when it comes to having a flat tummy, chronic stress and high cortisol can lead to weight gain. There are so many studies, if you look into the research, I don't want to bore you too much. I love research, but I don't want to bore you guys too much. But many studies out there, and up to date as well, show the significance of what is called a cortisol belly or a stress belly. So more abdominal fat distribution, you know, when you have that high cortisol. So get your blood work done. Make sure you're seeing where cortisol levels are at and trying to manage it. When we talk about how can I actually decrease this, because you may know, hey, I have high cortisol, but like, what do I do, right? How do I manage this? I don't want to have this abdomen fat. What do you do? So you have to learn how to manage your cortisol. And that comes from a couple different things. Prioritizing rest, again, eating a well-balanced diet, cutting out that processed junk, cutting out those artificial flavorings and sweeteners, cutting out that food that just straight up isn't serving your body well, exercising daily on a regular basis, and then incorporating stress-reducing techniques, whatever that may be for you. You have to learn how to manage your stress. I'm no expert on this, but I have done better with it over the past couple years. And that's going to lead me into my next point, which is another thing that I think a lot of people don't realize. And this is only, again, if you've already done the basic things. If you know you're exercising hard, if you know your diet is very clean, if you know that you're prioritizing your rest and your recovery, you may have an issue hormonally, is my next point. You have to make it a point to balance your hormones. If you're doing all of these things and your body still isn't responding, it may be a problem in your hormones. And the only way this is going to work, especially for my ladies too, this has happened to me, you have to get your blood work done. The only way you're going to know is if you get your blood work done. And I really recommend, I mean, I get mine done every 3 months or so. And it's vital in making sure that I stay healthy, especially if you're a competitor out there. I didn't put an emphasis on this much when I was a little bit younger. And now I've struggled with it a lot. I've struggled with it a lot, balancing the hormones, because you're placing your body through, gosh, it's such a challenging state when you're severely cutting. So you have to make sure that you're doing this, guys. Y'all can tell I'm pushing you to do it. But anyways, why is this important though? When your hormones are not balanced, and we're specifically talking about as a female, estrogen and progesterone, your main two sex hormones, and then also cortisol, as we spoke about earlier, and insulin too, it can most definitely lead to more belly fat and weight gain around the abdomen. And there's many things you can do to fix this. I mean, whether it be talking with a knowledgeable doctor or a specialist first, the easiest way would be to change your lifestyle habits if you're not already doing this. Exercising, nutrition, and stress management. That's going to help you balance your hormones for sure. But if still you feel like estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, insulin are not balanced, your body's not responding well to exercising regularly and creating these lifestyle changes, there are certain medications that aim in bettering your hormone levels, insulin, or your hunger that could definitely benefit you. Or I'm also a big advocate for HRT, hormone replacement therapy, if you need it, especially as you get older, my ladies out there. This could definitely be beneficial for you as well. You have to keep in mind, our bodies are always changing. Yeah, if you're in your 20s like me, my body's still changing, but especially as you go through hormonal changes, you get older, 30s, 40s, things are going to happen to where you just... You need to get your blood work done. You need to see where hormones are at, okay? And then last point is going to be point number 5. When we talk about the midsection, getting a tight tummy, your gut health, right? I want to make a whole separate episode on this, because I see so many people come complaining to me, how do I reduce bloating? How does my midsection look better? I feel like I'm constipated all the time. My midsection is protruding. This is not a good thing. If your gut is not healthy, your midsection will show it. Yes, you're going to be bloated. Yes, you're not going to have a protruding waistline. You know, you have to monitor these things. It's not normal. If it's 9 p.m. at night and you look like you're pregnant, there's an issue. So that's something you need to be aware of. And I would say, when it comes to gut health, gosh, again, there's so many things I can break down for you, but for the sake of this episode, again, I'll try to keep it short. First thing is, you want to choose foods that your body tolerates well. If you choose a specific food group and then immediately after you're not able to go to the restroom, or you are feeling super bloated, or you are feeling super gassy, you know that your body's not tolerating that food well. So it's probably time to switch it up. Second thing would be, drink plenty of water. Hydration is going to be important for your digestion, for your gut health, because it's going to help you break down and utilize protein, fats, and carbohydrates effectively. So make sure you're hydrating properly. And then if these two things still aren't working, I would say you could also add in supplementation. I'm a big person. I'm a big advocate for supplementation. Even though I do eat really clean, I do drink enough water, I do all of the small things, I still think supplements are beneficial. So I would say a digestive aid could be great. Probiotic would be beneficial. Glutamine, these are three that I take on a regular basis. Also know First Form, the company that we talked about earlier, they do have some really good products as well for gut health. I know they have like a product called GI Advantage and OptiGreens 50. That's another good one. Two great products off the top of my head that I know First Form produces. I've seen great results from with my clients. And then along with the other aids I mentioned, again, digestive aids, probiotic, glutamine, things like that are going to be great. So definitely check out those products. I'll actually leave a link to those products in the show notes below if you are interested. But again, you got to remember, supplements are just an add-on. Supplements are not the end all be all. They'll help you to some extent, but the regular lifestyle changes, the habit changes, that's what you need to focus on first. So yeah, to wrap up today's episode, I want to summarize for you guys just a little bit. Arms and abs, that's kind of what it's about on this episode. Two main things I see so many people want to improve. And again, I think it's such an aesthetically pleasing look, and I think it's so attainable for a lot of people as long as you're willing to put in the work. So definitely apply these tips. I hope that they help you. I hope that they're applicable to your current season of life, beginner or advanced. Definitely check out these exercises. Check out these tips. Okay, so it really comes down to, I want to have a flat tummy. I want to have these shapely arms. What do you do? Well, number one, you've got to fuel your body for your training. You have to have the proper nutrition protocol and be able to determine what phase you're in to know what you need to do. Second thing is your training. You've got to choose exercises that are working well for your body. Proper exercise selection, proper execution with those movements is going to be vital. Stress management for both. You got to learn how to keep cortisol levels under control. And then hormones are the next thing. Hormone regulation. Hormones have got to be in a good spot. There's got to be a good balance between the estrogen, between the progesterone, between the cortisol. And I didn't mention this earlier, but testosterone too, as a female. Of course, we don't produce as much of it as males, but still as a female, you need some testosterone, especially if you're wanting to build muscle within the arms, right? So all of those things have got to be in balance with one another. And then lastly, gut health. You got to prioritize it. Your gut has got to be in good shape if you want to feel good, but also if you want to look good, okay? So this episode, I know it was a little bit more informative, maybe not as goofy, maybe not as fun, but we got to have some of those. I really want this podcast to be as much value, as much knowledge as I can give to you guys. So if there's anything that I missed, if there's anything that you want for me to go over, you can always reach out to me, shoot me a DM. That DM is going to be at Yo It's Kenslow, YoitsKenslow. Or my business account is also a good one to reach out to me through. I post a lot of podcast content on there. And that business account on Instagram is going to be Fitness for Fortitude. So it's FITNESS, the number 4, and then just the word fortitude. FORTITUDE. Definitely reach out to me on those two platforms and I'll get back to you shortly. Before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at YoitsKenslow, that's YoitsKenslow. Or shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's KenslyMeeksFit@gmail.com to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today. And then one more favor, if you guys did enjoy the show, if you liked learning a little bit more about how you could get these nice arms, how you get a nice toned tummy, and just listening to what I have to say for y'all, please let me know by rating and reviewing the show on any major podcast platform. It means so much to me, seriously. Even if it's just one person, you have no idea how much that one review, that one rate really helps the show grow and reach a broader audience. Because at the end of the day, the goal of this podcast is to help you feel better mentally and physically, to help share my passion with you all. So I really appreciate you listening. And again, appreciate your support for Curls and Courage as well. And then final thought, final message of today's show. I always like to take a question from a listener. So today's question is a good one, actually, one I'm excited to answer. So question of the day is, Kinsley, I am in a cutting phase right now. After a few months of my improvement season, the number on the scale is dropping and we keep increasing food. I also feel like my muscles look bigger, but I'm losing weight. Why do my muscles appear to look bigger and fuller now in my improvement season? And why is my weight dropping even though I'm continuing to bump up food? Okay, cool. So it sounds like you just kind of want like some reasoning, some purpose behind that. Good question too, because that's a little bit more of a in-depth question and in-depth answers too. So I guess the first thing is you ask kind of like, Why do your muscles look bigger, but you're losing weight? So how is this possible? Well, I would say you're losing weight because you're getting leaner and your muscles appear to look bigger because there's less fluid and less fat hiding that shape. So it's kind of like the point that we talked about earlier. You may have the muscularity already built, but you just can't see it as much because you're not very lean. So in order to really see that shape come through, you have to be at a lean enough body fat percentage, and that's going to make your muscles look bigger. It's going to give that appearance that you are more shapely within your entire body, within your arms, within your legs, your glutes, your shoulders, doesn't matter, you know? And then an example, I guess, take it back to myself. Like me, when I'm in a dieting phase, when I'm, 8 weeks out from a show and below, people are like, oh my gosh, you look jacked. You look so much more muscular. And I'm like, really, I'm probably less muscular. I might be losing a little bit of muscle at this point, honestly, but I appear to look more muscular because there's less fat surrounding my muscle cells. My body may not also be retaining as much fluid. So I maybe look more muscular when I'm in a dieting phase, you know, but it doesn't necessarily mean I am. I would say I have more muscle always when I'm in more of like a cleaner bulk or an improvement season, right? I hate the word bulk, y'all. I hate that word, but improvement season. Anyways. That's kind of why your muscles appear to look bigger, but you also said, why is your weight dropping even though you're bumping up food? So that's actually a really good sign. I want to tell you, I would say your weight is dropping because your metabolism is most likely ramping up. So increasing food and dropping weight, I think this is a great, great thing. This is actually similar to my coaching style. So tell your coach that they're doing great. I like to give specific calorie bumps or cuts or refeed days or high carb days, whatever it may be, in different seasons, especially like in an improvement season, because they're important in keeping your metabolism strong and healthy, keeping your body guessing. You don't just want to always have the exact same protocol. You know, for a certain period of time, that's important, but it shouldn't be 2 years. My meal plan has never changed. I'm in an improvement phase. I'm eating more. No, it shouldn't be like that. There's going to be a point to where you need to scale back. Maybe you need to give your digestive system a break. Maybe you need to go on a cut to make yourself feel better mentally or see that muscularity show through, see how your shape is looking. It shouldn't be the same thing for 2 years upon end. So again, that's really important. But reason being is your metabolism is just increasing. Your body's getting healthier. It's speeding up, is getting faster, which will be a great sign. That way, when you do go into like a more severe, I guess, cutting phase, I'm assuming you're a competitor too, just based off of what you're doing. So when you do go back into a prep, you're going to be in a good spot. So I think that's awesome. So yeah, hopefully this answered your question, babe. Thank you for sending that in. That was fun for me to answer too. I love talking about things like that. So if, again, there's anything I missed for you, you can always send me another DM and I'll be happy to help you. But if any of you out there listening do have another question that you'd like for me to answer, you can always shoot me a DM how most of my girls do. Or if that's not working, you want to send in a voice note. I will also leave a link in the show notes below for you guys to just send in a voice message and we'll be sure to put it on the podcast with your question. I'll be sure to answer it. So yeah, anyways, I feel like I've been talking nonstop. My voice getting tired, so I'm gonna let y'all go. But I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Lots of exciting stuff is always coming with the podcast and just appreciate the support so much and happy to give some value about fitness and health and what I love to do as much as I can back to y'all. So wishing you blessing, wishing you gains. I hope you get the arms and the midsection that you want. Know that it just takes time and it takes hard work and structure, okay? Talk to y'all next week. Talk to y'all next Thursday. Bye.